Today, in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, we're hearing from a use of force expert and a Kenosha police officer. The 18-year-old killed two people and wounded another during the unrest last year after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Yesterday, Rittenhouse delivered emotional testimony claiming he acted in self-defense. During cross-examination, Judge Bruce Schroeder asked the jury to leave the courtroom twice and blasted the prosecutors for their line of questioning. Let's listen.
Don't get brazen with me. You knew very well. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled without asking outside the presence of the jury to do so. So don't give me that.
With us now to talk more about this case is former judge and current Harvard Law School professor Nancy Gertner. Welcome, Judge Gertner. Nice to have you.
Good to be on.
So let's start with those heated exchanges between the prosecutors and the judge. What did the judge take issue with there?
There were two things that he took issue with. One was when the prosecutor seemed to be saying, you never said this account before, you never told a story this way before, and that seemed like a comment on the defendant's Fifth Amendment rights, his decision to remain silent. The prosecutor then explained that Rittenhouse had given interviews to the media, and so while his question was not particularly deft, he could well have said, you never told this story when you gave interviews to the media before. And that wouldn't have been the comment on his right to remain silent with police officers. He hadn't been silent with journalists. And then the second was the introduction of a statement that Rittenhouse had made 15 days before, in which he was standing in front of a CVS and saw a suspected shoplifter, someone he thought was shoplifting, and he said, I wish I had my AR-15. The judge had excluded that because you can't show evidence of prior bad acts except under limited circumstances. But again, the prosecutor had a rationale for it, and it was Rittenhouse was saying over and over again, you can't use a gun for a property crime. And here was a statement that was exactly the opposite only 15 days before.
Well, so and the defense was right to, well, and the defense asked for a mistrial because of all this, and Judge Schroeder said he would consider it. So from your point of view, I'm curious, are there grounds for a mistrial here?
I don't think that there are grounds for a mistrial. Again, I thought that what the defense is really saying is that they thought that, that the prosecution thought the case wasn't going well and essentially wanted to, ensure there was a mistrial by its comments, essentially intentionally creating a mistrial so that the case could begin again. I personally did not see his comments as amounting to that. It's not unusual in the heat of a trial for both sides to press their advantage, you know, one step beyond where they should. I didn't think it was so egregious. Not only that, there's another problem. If Rittenhouse is acquitted, there is no appeal, right? That's double jeopardy. But if there's a mistrial that's declared, there would be an appeal. So in one sense, the defense is making a sort of odd choice to go for a mistrial, which, if granted, could lead to an appeal, as opposed for waiting for the jury to decide.
Well, it's interesting. Judge Schroeder has also faced scrutiny since this trial started when he ruled that the prosecution could not refer to the three people that Rittenhouse shot as, quote, victims. I'm curious your take on that ruling quickly.
Well, that was he said they can't be characterized as victims, but but they can be characterized by the defense as rioters, looters, or arsonists. I thought that that was a troubling parallel. He said he thought that the defense could make those kinds of comments to demonize the victims to score points with the jury. That's a very troubling comment. The points that you're scoring with the jury is that somehow these men deserve to die, and that's outrageous.
What kind of impact do you think this tension between the judge and the prosecution can have on the prosecution's ability to make its case here?
It's likely not to have an impact on the jury, and because these are all comments that have taken place outside the presence of the jury. But it certainly affects an advocate who simply doesn't want to keep on engendering that kind of rage on the part of the judge. So it could impact the prosecutor.
Rittenhouse said yesterday that he didn't think that bringing an AR-15-style rifle to a protest would cause a negative reaction from people who were there. In 20 seconds here, how is self-defense applied under the law, and can the defense effectively make that argument in this case?
The generally you don't have a self-defense when you have provoked the encounter, unless that has led to the person you're provoking to act extraordinarily aggressively. It's usually very limited. Yeah. It could affect it, but this judge is allowing the self-defense defense to proceed. So it'll be interesting to see what a jury decides.
Harvard Law professor and former judge Nancy Gertner, thank you so much.
Thank you.